These free throwaway wristbands have all the payment magic of the Apple Watch. Technology. Season ticket holders of the British rugby club Saracens found an unusual addition when their welcome pack turned up this year. A rubber wristband with the team's logo and an 8-digit number hidden on the inside. This wasn't the cheap and cheerful wrist accessory that fans were used to wearing to show their loyalty and nothing more. It was a digital wallet that paid for goods with a contactless payment chip, and did so as effectively as the Apple Watch can with its Apple Pay service or Jawbone intends to do with its new Up4 out this summer. Season ticket holders can now go on the team's website, key in the 8-digit code on their band, add their credit card details, right now it only works with MasterCard, and can put up to £20 in credit on the wristband at a time. The band then lets them pass swiftly through the stadium gates, buy food and drink from the vendors inside, and, because the NFC technology inside the band uses a so-called open loop feature on the chip, it can be used with vendors outside the stadium too. Manufacturer Gemalto says it costs slightly more to make a temporary payment wearable than it does for a contactless payment card. The real deal breaker for clients isn't cost, though, says Gemalto's UK Vice President, Howard Berg. The main challenge is identifying how to use it. Gemalto's vision is for more people to use its wristbands outside the world of sports stadiums and to use them as casually and regularly as they might a credit card, topping up when they need to. People don't want to walk around with cash in their pockets, he added. Mobile could work, but they also don't want to take out a £600 iPhone. They want something safe, discreet, and something they can even give to their children. Berg hints the potential is greatest in giving out bands through sports clubs, rather than through banks, thanks to an issue well known to Apple, branding. What sports clubs have is a loyalty factor, he says. What would you rather have on your wristband, your local football club or Bank of America?